For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Without an immediate infusion of cash, the Memphis Symphony Orchestra could play its final concert in March. While the 53-year-old organization has seen a long-term decline in income, board chair Gail Rose said that time is running out.
The difference this year than any other year is that we have no reserves.
The orchestra is $400,000 short of finishing out this season. Half of that will be covered by what orchestra president and CEO Roland Valliere calls draconian measures. He's cutting 6 administrative positions, and concert programming will be trimmed.
We've taken the scalpel and we've dug pretty deep. We may even be into the bone. We're trying to avoid the marrow.
Beyond the prospect of going broke in 3 months, the Memphis Symphony faces a long-term annual budget deficit of $1.5 million. Valliere said it would need a $30 million endowment to make up those losses in the future. The orchestra currently has no endowment. If the orchestra survives to next season, Valliere says it will likely not be in its current form, and the musicians themselves will have to embrace major restructuring.
If they're going to continue, if there's a role for the musicians going forward, and I hope that there is, then they're going to need to be a critical part of solving this problem.
2 high-profile concerts at risk of being cut toward the end of this season are the popular Symphony in the Gardens and the Memphis in May Sunset Symphony. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.